Well, this morning, if you have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. And we're going to be talking about facing your battles. I think everyone here should be realizing that there's been a lot of battles taking place in people's lives. And they haven't been small ones, been rather big ones. And so I just feel the Lord has some things to say about some of those battles that you're facing today. And I trust that will encourage you. So we're going to read Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Kind of gives us a perspective of what's really happening all around us and not just our own personal selves, but in all of life out there. He says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be still standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Father God, I pray that you would help me to communicate your truths here this morning. That, Lord, you would help even my mind. That, Lord, that I would speak those things that you're wanting me to speak, say those things that you're wanting me to say. And that, Lord, that we all might hear the word of the Lord for all of us in our own situation today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning I want to talk about facing your battles. And we all face battles, conflicts, struggles. Sometimes they're physical, sometimes they're emotional, sometimes they're spiritual. And we need to prepare for those times of battle because we do not want to suffer defeat. And certainly defeat is not where we want to end up and up being, and maybe today, maybe some of you are maybe feeling that that's where you're at, that you're at a place of defeat, that you've tried, you've failed, and maybe you're even giving up at this point. Well, we don't want you to give up, and more importantly, God doesn't want you to give up. And I can tell you that you're closer to victory than what you realize. And you just got to keep hanging in there and hold on. Now, in Scripture, there's many places we're encouraged in this whole area of facing our battles. And the Apostle Paul is an excellent example as he talks about those pressures, real-life pressures that he faced and the battles that were coming his way. And it kind of reminds us, life is not always easy. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean there's not going to be things that happen to you. But there is things that will happen to you. But God can see you through all of them. Now, sometimes Paul faced battles. And he acknowledged that they do take a toll on your life. And that's very true. They do. But he also wanted to point out to us that he always came through the battles. And one of those battles was his missionary work in Macedonia. 2 Corinthians 7:5 talks about that. It says, when we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. And I think that describes well some of those battles that we face in life, that sometimes it can seem that they're coming from every direction, which it doesn't matter which way you turn. It's just like you run into another battle. And you face it on the outside, and you also start dealing with it on the inside. And, you know, sometimes life can be like that. And sometimes it can seem that, you know, this battle is not going to stop. And we can get exhausted emotionally, physically, and fear starts to creep inside of us. And the Apostle Paul is telling us those are things that he faced as well. And we can face them too, because God wants to give us hope in all of our battles. But yet, at the same token, we need to remind that battles are real. They do take tolls in our lives. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 Paul still speaking about those battles. He says, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. There will be many things that will come against you in life. There will be many battles that you will face. But you need to remember that God is there to help you through every step of the way. And maybe sometimes you might feel that battle is so intense that maybe you're feeling that, man, I'm about at that place where I feel crushed, or I'm feeling abandoned. I feel like I'm going to be destroyed. And yes, battles can be hard, but we serve a God that is greater than all of our battles. We need to remember that. And so God doesn't want us to reach places of despair where we think that, you know, nothing can be done. There's no solution. No matter what I do, it's not going to make a difference. And that's the enemy talking. When you start hearing those words in your mind, that's the enemy talking. That's not God talking to you. And the Apostle Paul, being an expert experiencing battles himself, kind of gives us some wise advice about facing those battles that come in our lives. The portion of scripture we started with, look to the Lord for his strength and wisdom. To me, that's one of the biggest problems we have as Christians, that we go through battles and sometimes he's the last person we really seek out, and we do other things, everything in our own power first, and then, you know, if everything else fails, well, then we say a prayer and wonder, well, is God going to help me? When you look to the Lord, you need to really look to the Lord. It's not just one little sentence prayer. You really got to commit yourself and to seek the Lord that he would break in to that situation and that circumstance that you're going through. Need to hold on to your faith, he says. Talks about the Word of God. He talks about prayer and how important that is. The Bible is so very important. A lot of times we kind of put that aside. You know, we're not reading the Bible. We're not spending our time in prayer. We really need to do that. That is so very, very important to help us face our battles. He also reminds us that our battles sometimes are more than just the physical. There is a real devil. He does exist. And there are mighty powers and spirits at work in the unseen realm that are working against us with a purpose to rob, kill, destroy. And sometimes we need to recognize that the battle we may be going through may not be just a physical battle. There could be some spiritual things that are connected with that, where we need to be addressing and coming against those powers of evil, because sometimes that's where those battles come from. So you might need to identify where your battle is really coming from, whether it's from people, whether it's from mistakes that you're making yourself, or whether it's an attack of the enemy. There's going to be a lot of different ways that they attacks can come against us and battles can come our way. But I really believe this morning that God is wanting me to speak hope into your battles that you're facing today. And I don't know what battle you may be facing today, but as you came to church, that was probably the smartest thing for you to do today. That there's something inside of you that was drawing you to come to church today, because God wants to give you a message that he wants to help you in your battle. And you might be feeling right now that, I've tried everything. There's nothing more I can do. You got to look to God, because God can do those things that nobody else can do. And so this morning, I just want to look at some scriptures, some truths, maybe to help you face those battles here this morning, because there's a lot of advice in scripture about battles. And people coming into battles that where they were overwhelmed, that in the natural, there is no hope. But I love that with God, because there's always hope with God. Everything else might look like, oh, there's nothing else that can be done. Yes, there is. There's always God. There's always God. So first of all, in facing our battles, I believe that God is wanting you to be strong and courageous. Now, that might sound kind of foolish to you, thinking like, well, I'm nowhere near that. Well, God is saying, I want to help you and bring you to that place where you become strong and you become courageous in the battle that you're facing. Ephesians 6:10 says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And see, that's a key. A lot of times we do things in our own strength, in our own power. and we fail and we fall down. Well, that's because we're doing it in our own power, in our own strength. When the Lord is saying, you need to look to me, and as you look to me, I will give you the power to overcome those things that you're facing with. So in facing our battles, our strength, our power comes from the Lord. And that's really key for us to understand. That's how we can be strong and courageous, even when there seems to be all these crazy odds out there that there's nothing more you can do. Yes, there always is. And his name is Jesus Christ, and looking to him. So in facing your battles, we need to realize that you can withstand the pressure that is coming against you. You do have that power. You do have a resolve that can come through this battle, but you need to realize that it can't be just yourself. It has to be God. God will give you that. God will give you the strength. There's some of you that have been going through a battle for some time, and you've been doing everything in the natural, but you've been doing very little in the spiritual. And God is saying, look to me. Look to me. Seek me with all of your heart, and I will do what no one else can do. I find it interesting that the Bible addresses this issue of facing battles that especially bring fear a number of times in scriptures, and he continues to give the same message. Be strong, be courageous when you're facing a battle. The Lord speaking to Joshua, when Joshua was to take over from Moses, they were big shoes to fill. And remember, the report was, there's giants in the land that you're going to be battling against. And so fear and feelings of inadequacy were rising up within Joshua. And yet Joshua heard these words in Joshua 1, 6, also in verse 9. It says, be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors that I would give them. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that phrase is repeated basically three times in that passage of Scripture. The Lord is with you. You are not alone. The devil will want to make you feel that you're all by yourself, that nobody understands, nobody cares, there's nothing more you can do, it's over, you've lost your battle. That is not the truth. That's not the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord will say, you can be victorious. You can be victorious. And, you know, here in this passage of Scripture, it goes on to talk about, again, the importance of seeking the Lord, the importance of getting into the Word of God, holding to the Word of God that you might be successful. So those things are important for us to realize as well. But the important truth here is that God is with us. God is with us in our battles. Even though, you know, as I said, the enemy will try to make you feel that you are alone. But the truth is, God is right there with you. And so I want to encourage you as you face some of those battles to have that realization that God is with you. Not only is he with you, he wants to help you through that battle. So don't neglect those times where in prayer, those times in the Word of God, because again, that's one of the temptations that is always out there that, you know, we get so occupied with the battle that we're facing. Our mind is just going all over the place. And a lot of times we kind of stop what we should be doing, getting into the Word of God, praying, seeking the face of God. That brings us back into a right place where we start hearing from the Lord and we start hearing the truth from the Lord. So be careful of neglecting those times. Another story I like in the Bible that talks about facing your battles is the story of King Hezekiah in the Bible. And he is the king of Israel, and here he is in Jerusalem. They're surrounded by the great Assyrian army, a very fierce army that conquered people everywhere that they went. But listen to what he was telling them. He had a word from the Lord to speak to the people. And he says in 2 Chronicles 32:7, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged because the king of Assyria or his mighty army, for there's a power far greater on our side. I think the Lord wants to remind you today, there's a power that's far greater than your circumstance, than your battle, and what you're going through. That maybe you heard from everybody else, there's no hope, nothing can be done. There's a power that is greater than all other powers, and that name is Jesus Christ. It's interesting that the Assyrians, they mocked that statement. But shortly afterwards, an angel of the Lord was sent to destroy that army. And in the morning, they found out that 185,000 soldiers had died, forcing the rest of the Assyrian army to quickly withdraw. See, when the Lord is with you, don't ever underestimate what God can do. He is a power that is far greater than all other powers. And he can do things that nobody else can do. And when we're in the natural, there is no hope. There's always hope because we serve the resurrected Christ and he is all power. You know, as we see this, it's interesting again. Keep hearing those words, be strong, be courageous. But these people were facing a battle with overwhelming odds. Like your brain is telling you logically, this is impossible. Maybe you're in a battle today where your brain is telling you logically, this is an impossible battle that I am facing. I cannot win it. That is not what God is saying. God is saying, I have all power. I have all authority in heaven and on earth. And he is able to give you that power to be victorious in your battle. So God wants to help us this morning. Impart unto us a faith that is strong, a faith that is courageous, even in those places where there's overwhelming odds against us. You know, there it's reminding us that God is with us in our battles. He's involved in our battles. He can equip us in our battles. He can strengthen us in our battles. He can help us to be successful. He can help us to be victorious. The Bible says we are overcomers. That's who we're supposed to be. You can overcome the situation that you're in right now. So keep close to the Lord. Don't underestimate what he can do. And look to the Lord for courage, for strength, for wisdom, for guidance. And because he will do that, he will give you the strength, the boldness, the power, the words, the guidance, those things that you need to win your battle. So be strong and be courageous. God wants you to win. God wants you to win. Then secondly, in battle, God does not want us to be afraid or discouraged. Battles can do that to us. Because they get to us, you know, they get to us emotionally, they get to us physically, they get to us spiritually, and if we're not careful, you know, we can really go in a downward spiral away from God and away from any thoughts that God can intervene in our situation. Again, I want to read those passages of scriptures out of 2 Chronicles 32, 7 and 8. It says, be strong and courageous, don't be afraid or discouraged, because the king of Assyria or his mighty army, for there's a power far greater on our side. That's what we already read. It goes on to say, he may have a great army, but they're merely men. We have the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles for us. And Hezekiah says, his words greatly encourage the people. I was thinking about that. How large is a crowd of 180,000 soldiers that died that night? How many more soldiers were there? Was there another 180,000? So if you're looking out and seeing people as far as the eye can see, and this is St. Paul, and you're looking out, oh, we have no hope against these people. But God. But God. But God. Now, I know that fear and discouragement are some of the greatest tools of the enemy. You know, you wonder something. How did he get me that time? Like, you know, I was doing really good, and then just suddenly I got discouraged. Suddenly I just felt defeated. Suddenly, you know, I just think there was no hope. And the enemy loves to do that. And then fear comes in. Oh, and then we get all afraid, and then we're worrying. We're not sleeping, and we're believing the lies that nothing can be done. That's what he likes to do. And we think that, oh, what am I going to do? But God always has another plan. God has good plans for your life. You need to remember that. God has good plans for your life. They're not bad plans. God doesn't want you to experience the bad and the evil and all these things that are happening. God has good plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11, we often read that, just verse 11, but to read the other verses as well, the 13, says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look to me wholeheartedly, you will find me. Well, there's something we're supposed to do. We don't just quote the promise. We're also to be doing something. We're supposed to be praying. We're supposed to be seeking the Lord. And as we pray and seek the Lord, then we're going to see that the plans of the Lord are going to succeed. They're going to come to pass in our lives. And if you're at that place that, Pastor, there's nothing more I can do. It's a disaster. That's not God's plan. God wants you to prosper. God wants to do things that are good for you. God wants to give you a future. God wants to give you a hope. So you need to look to Him. God wants to help us with our fears and our worries and our cares. And the Bible reminds us there's a power that is greater than on our side, than on any other power that is out there in our world. Our power comes from God, which is greater than all other powers. Trust Him. Look to Him. Isaiah 41:10, another beautiful scripture we sometimes quote for ourselves to get strength. It says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you with my victorious right hand." See, God is talking about, you know, the right hand symbolizes the arm of strength. And so the Bible is telling us God has a hold of you. You think you got a hold of God. And God say, no, I got a hold of you. And I got a hold of you. My grip is not going to slip. It's not going to fall. I'm going to keep holding you. And even as you go through these battles and these struggles in your life, I'm going to hold you. You might think that you're falling, but I got you. I got you. I'm holding on to you. There's another great passage of scripture that, you know, tells us how God can take our fears and our troubles and our discouragement away. Psalm 23. We love to quote that psalm. Right? The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest. Where? In green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. And even though I walk through the darkest valley or the valley of death, I will not be afraid because you're close beside me. Your rod, your staff, protect, comfort me, guide me. That's what God does. That's what He wants to do in your life. He wants to help you through all those things that bring you that comfort and strength that you need. So he wants to deal with our worries. He wants to deal with our fears. He wants to deal with our discouragement, bringing us to a place where we feel strong and courageous once again. And I encourage you, let Him do that. Let Him do that. Surrender those needs to the Lord. He doesn't want you to be afraid anymore. He doesn't want you to be discouraged anymore. He wants to take that fear and take that discouragement, and He wants to exchange it for you and give you hope, give you strength, give you courage, give you joy, give you purpose, give you meaning in your life. That's what He wants to do for you. And then thirdly, in facing our battles, God wants you to know that He's your helper. He's the God who will help you. He will strengthen you. He will empower you. He will deliver you. He will bring the victory that is necessary for you. He is the answer to all of our needs. That's who He is. And that's what He's going to do. He's the answer. He really is. 2 Chronicles 32:7-8 again. I want to read that to you, that you get that in your heart. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Again, this is talking about the king of Assyria, but it can be applied to any battle that we may be facing. For there's a power far greater on our side. He may have a great army. The enemy might have a great army. The thing that's coming against you might be something that's great, that's beyond what you think you can handle. But you know what? That's just merely people. We have the Lord our God to help us to fight our battles for us. You know, sometimes we're in such a mess that God just comes in and He just overtakes. And He just starts doing things. He starts winning the battle for us, and we've done nothing. He just starts to intervene. You know, when you feel a hope inside that you're going to come through this, and even though you're looking in the natural and say, well, in the natural, there's not a way I'm going to come through this. There's no way possible. And then a miracle takes place. And God just goes out and starts fighting for us, and He wins the battle for us. I like that. Because sometimes, honestly, we just don't have the strength. And so God comes in, He has the strength, and He fights that battle for us. There's a power far greater on our side. We have the Lord to help us. We have the Lord to even fight our battles. And that's a wonderful thing. And if you've been a Christian for any length of time at all, you can probably testify of a time where you saw that God intervened and he fought your battle for you and got you through when you thought that you would never get through it. That's our Lord. Sometimes God intervenes like that. You just need to trust him. It's his battle now. The battle has become the Lord's. And for some of you, there's maybe a battle that you've been going through and really be going on, and it's kind of shifted to a new place. And I think the Lord wants you to know that it's my battle now. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to be personally involved in your life, and I'm going to take care of that situation that you have been going through. And I'm going to take control, and I'm going to win the battle for you. Because he's always a God that wants to help. He's our helper. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help us in times of need. Always ready. Always ready. You don't catch God by surprise. He's always ready. He's always ready to help us. That's who he is. Knowing that he can help us in ways beyond the natural and make a way where there seems to be no way. That's our God. That's what he can do. Joshua found that to be very true, that God began to intervene for him time and time again, working miracles. And as he started out, and they come against Jericho, a great fortress, very thick walls. And what does God do? Tells him, well, just march around the city. Well, that sounds stupid in the natural. Blowing your horn, singing praise to God. Well, that seems rather crazy. You're facing a group of people that you have no chance of ever getting in those thick walls. But what happened? God took over. There was a miracle. The walls fell down. And they marched in. And you can see that even today, how those walls have fell down if you go there. So God found that true. God intervenes time and time again. He works miracles. He even fights our battles for us at times. That's who our God is. So Joshua 1:9, when he hears that word again, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord is with you wherever you go. Joshua started cluing in about that. Oh, God's with us. God's with us. God's with us. He's going to help us to overcome our enemies. He's going to help us overcome these large walls and these cities of our enemy. He's going to help us overcome those giants, those people that were so big that they thought they'd have no chance to defeat them. That's our God. And if God is on our side, who can win against us? He's our helper in our times of battle, times of desperation, times when we even feel stuck or trapped without hope. I love Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3, kind of telling us how God can help us. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground. He has steadied me as I walk along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in God. Maybe you're feeling hopeless today, that you're in a place of despair. You're in a pit, and you're stuck in the mud and the mire, and you don't feel that there's really any way out. There's always a way out with God. He can pick us up and take us out of that mire and that mud and place us on solid ground where we can stand once again. That's who he is. He's our helper. He's able to turn our trials into testimonies. He's able to turn our battles into victories. He's able to take our bondage and break those bondage. He's able to take our addictions and break our addictions. He's our deliverer. He's the powerful one, the almighty one. And nothing is too difficult for him that he can even give us a new song to sing. You know, when you get to that place and you don't have anything good to say anymore, because you feel there's nothing left, God can turn that around and give you a whole new song. Bring you back to that place where you start singing again, where you start having a joyful song in your heart. Psalm 24:8, who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, invincible in battle. In other words, he can't be defeated. He is a champion. He's a champion. There's everyone that has come against him, he has defeated them. He's our champion. He's the King. He is the Lord. He's master of all. So no matter what your circumstances are today or battle you're facing today, know the Lord can help you. Know the Lord can turn things around when there is no hope. Ask for it. Ask for it. God wants to help you with your battle, but you got to look to him. You got to have place your faith in him. He's ready to help you, but you got to trust him to bring the victory in that battle that he has for you. So as we close here this morning, before we do those baptisms, you know, we're living in a time where God is really calling us back to focus on him and make him our primary concern, to look to him, because he wants to strengthen us. He wants to give us courage. He wants to give us stamina. He wants us to become strong. He wants to calm our fears. He wants to bring new encouragement in our lives. He wants to stop that torment of fear in your mind. And he wants to bring you to a place of encouragement, not discouragement. So I encourage you to look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. You know, as I was looking at this message and looking at battles in the Bible, there was a verse that jumped out at me. And probably if you've read the Bible, you'll probably find that that happens from time to time. You're reading scripture and then, boom, a verse just kind of jumps out off the page and really hits you. And you know the Lord is speaking to you about that verse. And so as I was reading some of those verses, I felt that this was a verse for you this morning. And I'll just read the verse and then to kind of speak into that. It comes from Judges chapter 4, verse 14, where Deborah and Barak, they were the leaders to lead the people into victory. And this is what she said. She said, "Get ready, because this is the day the Lord will give you victory over Sisera, for the Lord is marching ahead of you." And as you read that story, I really felt the Lord was wanting to say to you here today, get ready, because this is the day the Lord will give you victory over your battles and will march ahead of you to give you victory. So I hope that that finds a resting place in your hearts, that this is the day the Lord will give you victory over your battles and will march ahead of you, giving you victory. You need to believe that, because that's what God is wanting to do. And as we're getting ready here to baptize, I was thinking for those being baptized as well, that, you know, we have that symbolism with baptism. As you go down into the waters, you're leaving that past behind. And I'm kind of believing that these verses are for those folks as well, that this is a day that you're going to have victory over all those things that have been bothering you, holding you back, or tormenting you, because the Lord is going ahead of you. He's going ahead of you. He's dealing with the stuff before you even get there, so that you can be victorious in your life.